Greetings from Heart City Church. I'm Pastor Joel. We've been sampling the Psalms, and today we come to Psalm 10. Psalm 10. Have you ever met anyone who said, Psalm 10 is my favorite? Well, there may be a reason for this. Psalm 8 started with, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Psalm 9. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And then, like Indiana weather, where it's 70 and sunny one day, Psalm 10 hits us like a freezing storm the next. Psalm 10 begins, Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? The question why appears four times in this psalm. It's asking, God, if you're truly ruling and reigning over every square inch of this cosmos, and you're a good God who hates evil, why do you seem indifferent, as proud men boast and revile you? Why do you seem remote when evil men take advantage of the weak and helpless? Why do sinners and godless folks prosper at the expense of your people? Have you ever asked God these questions? If you haven't, why not? Hopefully you're not indifferent to the wickedness in our world. Psalm 10 teaches us that we not only can express frustration to God, but we should. We should complain to God. Yes, Pastor Joel said, you should be a complainer. Many people think that complaining is a bad thing, but complaining is a good thing when you understand what it is. Complaining is bringing a problem to someone who is able to do something about it. They have complaint departments at many retail stores because stores want to fix problems or issues customers have. Otherwise, folks will simply go off and grumble about what a rotten store they are. And if enough folks do that, they'll begin to lose business. Stores want people to be complainers so they can make things right. And so does God. There's all the difference in the world between grumbling and complaining. To grumble is to gripe about all the troubles in the world and never once turn to God. It's essentially to say, God, you don't know what you're doing. Which is the same heart attitude as the wicked men in this psalm who are practical atheists. Do you realize that to complain to God is an act of faith? It is to take troubles to the one who you believe can and will fix it. Psalm 10 teaches us to cry out, Why, God? Things aren't the way they should be in your world. And it also teaches us not to be wimpy about it. Listen to how Psalm 10 ends. Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, He won't call me to account? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. That's not wimpy, is it? We can call out to God to arise, to remember who he's promised to be for the helpless. Have you ever asked God to break the arm of the wicked man? To expose evildoers who will not otherwise be found out? I'll confess I never did until I heard stories from helpless souls who had been raped, abused, and more. And now one of my go-tos is to pray Psalm 10 with them and for them. They need a pastor who believes in and calls out to a God who is not just loving, but just, who will deal with perpetrators, and harshly if they will not repent of their sins. And we should want God to deal with them so that others will not be hurt. Yeah, Psalm 10 is a heavy psalm to end our week on, but it is in the Bible for a reason, to teach us how to call out to God in faith in an evil age. It may not be a popular psalm, but perhaps we should put it up a little higher on our lists in 2020. Things are not the way they should be. Are you perplexed? Are you wondering why? Then let's plead to our God, who is faithful and just. Let's pray. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. We ask that you will keep your promises and expose the wicked and bring an end to all the haughty. And we pray that you will bring restoration to our communities and bring shalom to those who have trusted in you in the storm. We pray this in the name of the one who in faith cried out from the cross, "Why?" Jesus Christ, your beloved Son. Amen.